We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. We first start with the latest RotoWire player news. In the NFL, Daniel Jones, who is listed as out for Sunday's game against the Dolphins, will undergo additional testing Monday and is expected to remain out for multiple weeks. Cardinals head coach Cliff Kingsbury said that DeAndre Hopkins will play Sunday against the Bears, despite being listed as questionable for the contest after missing the Cardinals' previous three games. Also note that Kyler Murray, who is listed as questionable as well, will play. Jaguars running back James Robinson, who is listed as questionable for Sunday's game against the Rams, plans to try to play. Rams running back Darrell Henderson, who is listed as questionable in the opposite side of that matchup, plans to test out his injured thigh in a warm-up prior to the 4:05 p.m. Eastern kickoff, but the Rams aren't optimistic the running back will play. Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts is officially inactive today. Gardner Minshew will draw the start for Philadelphia. Now we take a look at the DraftKings NFL Week 13 tournament breakdown. Sunday's slate features 11 games. Only two, LA, Cincinnati, and Tampa Bay, Atlanta, have point totals north of 50. The Rams have an implied total of north of 30. Other than that, only the Washington-Las Vegas matchup has a total above 48. For point per dollar value, look to running back Antonio Gibson. Gibson is coming off the best game of his season Monday night when he had 29 carries for 111 yards and 7 catches for 35 yards. He wouldn't be as cheap this week if DraftKings hadn't released the salaries before that game. Washington has a plus matchup against the Raiders and also will be without J.D. McKissic, which should ensure Gibson's involvement in the passing game. He had 36 touches last week, and that type of volume is exactly what you look for when searching for value. And $5,700 is just too cheap for his expected role in this matchup. Also look to Jamal Williams of the Lions. Williams will start in place of injured DeAndre Swift. He had 15 carries and 5 catches on Thanksgiving when Swift left injured late in the first quarter and should be in line for 20-plus touches in a home matchup against the Vikings on Sunday. Similar to Gibson, he's just too cheap for that type of projected volume. He isn't game script dependent either based on his receiving ability, so he should see plenty of touches whether the Lions are winning or losing. For passing game stacks, we're looking at that Chargers-Bengals matchup. Not only does this matchup have the highest total on the slate, it's also likely to be competitive, unlike other matchups that feature teams with big implied totals. Despite not playing his best football lately, Justin Herbert continues to be one of the top quarterbacks in the league from a DFS point of view. He's put up at least 34 fantasy points in two of his last four games and scored 25 points last week, even though the Chargers only scored 13. He's been doing it through the air and with his legs. He's thrown at least 300 yards in three of his last four games and has 13 carries for 126 yards in his last two. Keenan Allen has drawn double-digit targets in five consecutive games and has scored at least 15 fantasy points in each. He's also one of the best values from the position from a point-per-dollar perspective as well. Mike Williams has been underwhelming, failing to reach double-digit fantasy points in five of his last six games. It was encouraging to see him draw eight targets last week, though, even though he's been inconsistent. Austin Eckler won't be popular this week with so many other running backs in great spots. He could offer considerable leverage if you'd rather target the Bengals passing game instead. One high-priced hero this week is Cooper Kupp. Kupp has been the best wide receiver in DFS this season. He's gone 3 weeks without catching a touchdown, but has had at least 95 yards in all three of those games. He's drawn double-digit targets in all but one game. The Rams are in a great spot at home against the Jaguars in what should be a get-right game for the offense after some recent struggles. With all the cheap value at running back and tight end, it's easy to find salary for Kupp, and without Davante Adams on the slate, he's clearly the top option. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.